This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the Montana legislature, a proposal to rewrite the rules for one race in the 2024 election, the one for U.S. Senate affecting Democrat John Tester's re-election and only that race, went down on a nearly unanimous committee vote on Wednesday after a Republican lawmaker said he'd been heavily lobbied by voters to oppose it. The Montana House State Administration Committee's action on the bill was a motion to table Senate Bill 566, effectively killing the bill. The committee voted 17-1 to table it. The bill would have created a jungle primary in which all candidates, regardless of party affiliation, run together in the same primary, and the top two vote-getters advance to the general election. That means that two Republicans could be the top two vote-getters, blocking all other candidates of all other political parties, contrary to the current primary process and contrary to all other races in Montana's primary election. Most notably, the Republican supermajority legislature advanced the proposal, which would have applied only to Montana's 2024 U.S. Senate race, earning accusations of partisan chicanery by the GOP. Republicans hold all federal and statewide elected offices in the state, with the exception of Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester's Senate seat. The three-term Democrat is running for re-election next year and has a track record of razor-thin victories. Tester is widely seen by political observers as among the most vulnerable Senate Democrats up for re-election next year, and the National Republican Party has its sights set on his seat as it seeks to retake control of the nation's upper chamber. Senate Bill 566 was hotly debated in the Montana State Senate shortly before a transmittal deadline earlier this month. It passed then with only GOP support, 27-24, and there were Republican defections. Seven of the upper chamber's Republicans joined Democrats in voting against it. When the bill advanced to the House, legislators said they'd heard from constituents about the bill's blatant attack on just one seat in just one election. Even with the House committee tabling the bill, that doesn't mean it's completely dead. A tabled bill can be voted back to life by the committee or by the full House, and the waning days of the session are often rife for last-minute procedural maneuvers used to resurrect legislation or to rewrite bills once thought dead. Andrew Toles hasn't played a professional baseball game in nearly 3.5 years, yet the Los Angeles Dodgers renewed the outfielder's contract with a $700,000 deal that is about much more than baseball. The Los Angeles Dodgers re-signed Toles so that he'll be covered by their health insurance. Toles, 29, has schizophrenia, and the continued support by the pro baseball team provides Toles with the finances, healthcare coverage, and mental health services that he needs. Toles was placed on the Dodgers restricted list in March 2019 and was briefly at extended spring training that year, but did not play Dodgers baseball. He was arrested in June 2020 on a misdemeanor trespassing charge when he was found homeless, asleep behind a FedEx building at Key West International Airport in Florida. Toles has been in and out of mental health facilities and homeless shelters and has had multiple run-ins with police. His family sought legal guardianship but was unable to gain guardianship without Toles' consent. The Los Angeles Dodgers re-signing Toles provides the income and health care coverage for the mental health treatment the outfielder needs. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.